Chapter 1. It was 3 weeks since the horrendous rain. Andy's truck was still sitting in the now dry parking lot because she didn't have the money to have it towed anywhere. He didn't have towing or truck replacement on his insurance. In fact, he had skimped wherever he could to save money. As far as she was concerned, the finance company could come and take the damn thing. She wasn't paying another red cent on that monster Andy loved and adored. She'd written him the day the rain stopped, but of course there was no response. Something she found not only strange, but even weird, considering how Andy loved the Ram 2500. He hadn't even acknowledged the email that said she was filing for divorce. Bella parked her Honda Civic, which was several spaces away from her 2-year-old Nissan Sentra, in the same parking space she'd been issued when she had rented the apartment. The Nissan had been brand spanking new when she bought it. By the time the claims adjuster had finished his work, she had enough to buy the Civic with only a $66 a month car payment. The Civic was also better on gas. The 78-year-old woman who had sold it to her swore that the 20,000-mile reading on the odometer was true and accurate, and the reason she was selling it was because she was going to move into an assisted living village and didn't need a car. Bella had bought it on the spot and never regretted it for a second. Bella stepped out of the elevator and made her way down the hall to her apartment. She didn't run these days the way she had before. Before, as in before hiring Mitchell Jones. She played with the 3 apartment keys in her hand before she inserted the deadbolt key into the lock. Bella tossed the mail on the little bistro table in the kitchen without looking at it. What was the point? Bills, bills, bills. She could look at them any time. Her theory was that if she opened them, she had to pay them. If she ignored them, then they didn't exist until she was ready to open and pay them. Just the other day, she'd separated the mail into 2 piles. Her pile was on the left, and Andy's was on the right. When she moved next week, her plan was to leave Andy's mail right where it was. Let the new tenant forward it or take it back to the post office. She grimaced when she saw the bill for Mitchell Jones in the stack of mail she'd carried in. It bothered her that she owed him money, but he'd said he would work with her and take whatever she could pay over time as she got paid. To date, she had paid him the munificent sum of $60. Next week. Everything was next week when she was moving into a smaller one-bedroom apartment in the next complex down the road. She'd start her new part-time job next week. She was going to be a cashier 4 hours a night, 6 nights a week at a health food store, earning $15 an hour plus a 40% discount on anything she wanted to buy. It was time to start eating healthy and living a healthier lifestyle. Maybe she would meet some nice people and start to get a life for herself. She wished she could get the 4 years she'd devoted to Andy back, but that was impossible. The best years of her young life. How foolish she'd been to be so devoted to Andy that she took nothing in return but a ring on her finger and a pile of bills. Then again, she'd fallen in love. Right now, right this minute, she was convinced the marriage hadn't stood a chance from the get-go. Maybe if Andy was a 9-to-5, work-at-Home Depot kind of guy, it might have stood a chance. Bella warned herself to turn off that kind of thinking by telling herself that you can't unring the bell. When she told her boss and some of the people that she worked with at the small graphic design company that she was filing for divorce, they had started to distance themselves from her, asking her how could she do that when Andy was fighting for his country, and calling her a spoiled brat for thinking only of herself and not what Andy was going through. It was cruel and inhuman what she was doing, they said. When she ran crying to Mitchell Jones to tell him, he just looked at her and lowered his eyes. It was clear he was of the same opinion as her employer and her co-